This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1957. Probably one of the most successful acts to fall smack dab in the middle between country and western and rock and roll were the Everly Brothers. Then also, Buddy Knox did a pretty good job.
Well, all I want is party dog. Come along with me when I'm feeling wild.
But then there were those who were really country and western singers who didn't quite delve into the rock part quite as much as Buddy Knox and the Everly Brothers did. And they formed something called rockabilly, meaning a cross between rock and roll and hillbilly music. Such stars as Jimmy Rogers. One of the most successful of all the rockabilly tunes that year, though, oddly enough, had a title about singing the blues, and it was recorded by Guy Mitchell. The second most rockabilly tune was done by a gentleman who had been in the country and western field for a long time.
A white sport coat and a pink carnation.
That, of course, was Marty Robbins. But needless to say, the king was back again. The King Elvis.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me?
He still kept him coming, and he still kept a grinding. And he had everybody all shook up. He sold 2.45 million copies of a song called
I'm All Shook Up.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1957.